Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen, Todd Gilbert is a Republican member of the House of Delegates. He's been there since 2006. He is now the minority leader representing Republicans in the House, and he is kind enough to join us. I really am pleased to get a chance to talk to you, especially after I was off the last few days. What was your reaction to Governor Northam going down to Virginia Beach, you know, basically threatening to close the beaches again if too many people showed up, and there he is in the crowd taking selfies with people with no mask hours before he was going to tell all of us we have to wear masks in buildings and everything? I mean, this guy's all over the place.
All over the place almost every day, John. I mean, it was a jaw dropper, I'll be honest. I couldn't believe my eyes. And I think people who were seeing those photos were sort of doing a double take just to make sure they were capturing what was really going on. Yeah, we're in a weird place right now in the Commonwealth, and it is primarily, I think, not at this point because of this pandemic. It is because of the inconsistency we're seeing in leadership coming from the administration.
I was out closer to your district this weekend. I was in Southwest Virginia, out near Bristol. You represent Shenandoah Valley, Blue Ridge, right?
Yeah.
Page and Shenandoah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, I made a point every restaurant I went to and any transaction I had, even at the gas stations, like, how's business? Oh my gosh, it's been rough. I mean, I guess people are still buying gas, but they're not moving around. You know, the whole state's in kind of a shutdown, and I got the distinct impression from the managers, and in one case, the owner of a restaurant that I talked to, that they're befuddled why no one recognizes that they're in a different situation than the people in Northern Virginia and in Richmond. If you want to look at the data, which everybody seems to be, you know, let's make this a data decision. Okay, let's do that. Somebody in Southwest Virginia is not looking at the same data as they are in Northern Virginia. Why are they subject to the same rules? It's killing them.
Yeah, and that's been true for some time. And you may recall that the representatives in both the House and Senate of the people in Southwest Virginia asked the governor to reopen, and he said flat no. He said we're not going to have regional reopenings, and we're not going to pit one part of Virginia against another. And then, I don't know, a week later, turned around and said Northern Virginia can stay shut, and then turned that into, you know, after he said, we will do these regional plans. Then he said it has to be regional. And then, lo and behold, he let Richmond, with no notice to business owners who had stocked up their, you know, restaurants, refrigerators and everything, no notice, basically, turned around and said, okay, you localities can stay shuttered if you want to. It's one thing after another like that. The testing, the regional versus not, you know, yesterday he said, you know, my new mask order is not going to be enforced by law enforcement. But lo and behold, when the order came out, it was a class one misdemeanor where you can go to jail. So we're just holding on tight here, trying to get through this. And I think we're reaching the point where folks, you know, instead of following the good doctor and whatever moral authority he might have as governor to to get people to try to do the right thing. And, you know, there is some evidence that wearing a mask, if everybody did it, might have some benefit. But mm-hmm. people are rebelling against this man because of the way he's handled this and overplayed his hand.
Yeah, it's back and forth, a little schizo in his public statements and his behavior. I asked you last time we talked whether the governor, I mean, you are the minority leader in the House of Delegates. Has he called you? Have you had a sit down with him or even a Zoom phone call in the last, I mean, during this entire process?
No. And I may have told you last time, you know, we were pretty deferential and respectful of the governor when all this started.
Realized
that we were in a weird place and that we needed his leadership and we needed to all, as they say, be in this together.
Yeah, you didn't take pot shots at him at the beginning,
no,
which was frustrating to some Republicans who wanted you
absolutely
to crucify him, and you didn't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think none of us knew what we were dealing with, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's nobody wants to be in a position like the governor where, you know, you everything you do is wrong. It's just, it would be one thing if he would do something and stick to it, but it just changes by the hour sometimes, it seems like. So I think we're quite done with our deference, and we are calling on him to be consistent and, you know, to look at how this is impacting people in ways that I don't think a lot of folks on his side of the aisle understand.
Are there a couple of elements of a Republican plan, you know, if the General Assembly were to come back into session, and I guess you're going to have to at some point to deal with the budget, which is now blown. What's on your agenda if you ever get the chance to talk to the governor?
Well, we've pointed to reopening plans that they're executing in other parts of the country where they are being very thoughtful and proactive and using the expertise that they have at their disposal to instruct businesses on how to safely reopen and interact with the public. And I think we would have liked to have seen a lot more of that from him early on, where there was this recognition that, you know, the economy, society can't stay shuttered for 2 years, as his health, you know, commissioner suggested. And we're just going to have to use what we've learned about this virus and deal with it and address it head on. So we would certainly have many specifics in that regard if we thought he wanted to hear them. But again, to your earlier question, he has not reached out to us at all.
Well, it's pretty remarkable. And all these guys run around and talk about how they want to unify the state. Oh, we're all in this together. But then when the decisions are being made, you really see that it's an ugly side of politics, I'm afraid. Now, we'll give you credit for trying to be deferential to the governor and recognize, you know, his leadership at the beginning.
John, it doesn't even have to be me. I would love to see him get some more voices in the room because he needs some more support, obviously, because he's not getting what he needs to lead with consistency.
Really interesting to observe at this critical moment. I appreciate you being a stand-up guy and coming on so often over the last several weeks. Todd Gilbert is the minority leader in the Virginia House of Delegates, a longtime member of the House, and appreciate you coming on. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, John. Yes, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.